good. This is Gary, and this is another little episode of the I'll Have a Beer and Talk podcast, the only podcast produced in an undisclosed location somewhere underneath Portland, Oregon, hosted by me and involving beer and tech news. See, I cover all my bases there, claiming it's the only one of that. In case you missed it last week, I've done a tiny format change for this very show. Instead of 3 to 4 20-plus minute episodes a week, I've decided to lighten my cognitive load and make 3 short episodes a month, kind of like the 8-ounce episodes, and then have one big show at the end of the month, each one featuring a different guest co-host. It's exciting. I already got 2 lined up. I only choose the best people to be on the show. Right now, my co-host is the randomizer. It's the thing that chooses the beer that I drink during the show for me randomly. So I'm getting thirsty, so let's give it a spin, shall we? Surprise, surprise, surprise. I have a local brew. Yes. Queen. What I am staring at is a can of Ecliptic Brewing's Quasar, a 6% ABV American Pale Ale. BeerAdvocate.com defines an American Pale Ale as, quote, of British origin. This style is now popular worldwide, and the use of local ingredients, or imported, produces variances in character from region to region. Generally, expect a good balance of malt and hops. Fruity esters and diacetyl can vary from none to moderate, and bitterness can range from lightly floral to pungent. Pungent, you say? Let's switch to the beer mic and find out. Well, it smells quite pungent. Is that how that word actually works? No, it is pungent, I should say. It smells very hoppy, quite bitter. Much like me. Let's taste it. Does pungency equate to flavor? Asking the important questions. Join me on a taste adventure. Now, there's a nice bitterness, and those floral notes come right across, and it's a little stabby on the tongue, and then it just kind of melts. So it's really nice. Don't have pale ales often enough. They get kind of superseded by IPAs. And you should always seek out the pale ales that aren't from India. Except they're not. Well, let's get to the story. Hey, believe it or not, I have really crappy vision and need to wear glasses. But because I am super vain, surprise, I wear contact lenses when I'm out on your horrible, horrible surface world. But, according to a story on Business Insider, having to wear glasses means I'm probably smarter than the average bear, and the average human, too. Hey, bear. Hey. Research recently published in my favorite national communications journal, Natural Communications, states that higher cognitive function does appear to be associated with short-sightedness, which is also known as myopia to eye nerds. Now, the study was actually looking at the many genetic characteristics that were related to having better cognitive function, not just seeing if your average four eyes has a triple-digit IQ. Research lead Gail Davies from the University of Edinburgh and her colleagues analyzed data from over 300,000 people aged between 16 and 102, wow, who had taken part in previous studies in Europe, North America, and Australia. Gail said that, "This study, the largest genetic study of cognitive function, has identified many genetic differences that contribute to the heritability of thinking skills. The discovery of shared genetic effects on health outcomes and brain structure provides a foundation for exploring the mechanisms by which these differences influence thinking skills throughout a lifetime." Fancy. So now for the maths. Gross. With this study, 148 regions of DNA were associated with having better cognitive function, 58 of which have never been reported before. I really wonder what those were. Anyway, those genetic factors associated with higher cognitive function also seem to be linked to not only higher intelligence, but better cardiovascular health, decreased risk of lung cancer, better mental health, and generally those people live longer. Now, the weird part. subjects with high cognitive ability were about 30% more likely to have genes associated with bad eyesight than others, according to the results. Fascinating. Now, the study didn't investigate the causation for the findings, so glasses wearers shouldn't start testing their intelligence with the Krell machine on the Forbidden Planet without fear just yet. According to another lead researcher, Ian Deary, more research is needed to figure out the causation of the correlation. But the findings could help with understanding brain diseases like Alzheimer's. We also need to study our results closely to see what they can tell us about the possibility of understanding the declines in cognitive function that happen with illness and in older age, he said. Believe it or not, this study wasn't the first to find the association between poor eyesight and cognitive function, as myopia has been consistently associated with intelligence. For example, one paper published in The Lancet in 1988 found that out of 5,943 poor-sighted and 9,891 regular-sighted 18-year-old men, those with myopia had significantly higher test scores and educational levels. The exact reasons are not known, and it's worth mentioning that there is not an agreed-upon definition of high intelligence. So saying one person has higher intelligence than another is pretty subjective, and genetic and environmental factors contribute to how an individual's brain turns out. But at the end of the day, there is pretty compelling evidence that wearing glasses, whether you need to or not, makes people think you're more intelligent anyway. Supposedly, defense lawyers recommend clients wear them during a trial. Interesting. So my advice, if you find glasses in a toilet, definitely put them on and proudly state,
the sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
That's a right triangle, you idiot! Don't!
Oops. Need to go back to school. Learning is fun. Well, now it's time to close out with a wacky song that I found that involves eyes, because I like to have the music match something in the story. Are you ready?
Ay-ay-ay!
Ay-ay-ay! Ay-ay-ay! Ay-ay-ay! I like you very much. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, I think you're grand. Why is it that when I feel your touch, my heart stops to be the band? Ay, 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 I like you to hold me tight. You are too divine. If you want to be in someone's arms tonight, just be sure the arms you're in are mine. Oh, I like your lips, and I like your eyes. You do like my hips. Two whips, not eyes, you see the moon above, way up in the blue. See, senor, I think I fall in love, and when I fall, I think I fall for you. Ay, 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 see. Ay, 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 I can see that you for me.
Ay, 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 ay.
I like you very much.
Ay, 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 ay.
I think you're grand. Why is it that when I feel your touch, my heart stops to be the band?
Ay, 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 ay.
Like you to hold me tight. You are too divine. If you want to be in someone's eyes tonight, just be sure the arms you're in are mine. Oh, I like your lips, and I like your eyes. You do like my hips, two whips, no thighs. You see the moon above, way up in the blue. See, senor, I think I fall in love, and when I fall, I think I fall for you. Ay, 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 ay. See.
Told you it was about eyes. Ay, ay, ay. Get it? I'll see myself out. But before I go, if you'd like to support my show endeavors, you can always support me with money at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. And also, I am an amateur professional audio engineer. I even have one of those pinstripe hats. And if you want some audio editing or voice work or help some doing some podcast producing, consider this an example of what I can do. You know, I also edit the Paper Talk podcast, if you want to check that one out, too. So just drop me a line, gary@pulpanddeckle.com. That is G-A-R-Y at P-U-L-P-A-N-D-D-E-C-K-L-E.com. And as always, if you want to learn about the art of making paper by hand, you should check out my sponsor, Pulp and Deckle, Portland's only community handmade papering studio. Check them out at PULPANDDECKLE.com. And no one's taken advantage of this offer yet, but if you mention I'll have a beer and talk when getting in touch with Pulp and Deckle, we might give you something special. And on that note, it's time for the closing music. Where is that button? Ah, there it is. Please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and Carmen Miranda about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to gary@pulpanddeckle.com or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!